And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me, while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay and said unto him, Go, wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way, therefore, and washed, and came seeing. Well, greetings to you today in Jesus' name. This is Steve Clark, and it is a blessing to be able to share with you this week. The reading here today was from John chapter 9, and I read verses 1 through 7. And I encourage you to read that if you get a chance, or even open your Bibles to it now if you have your Bibles with you. And I wanted us to consider a few things here from these seven verses. As we see here, Jesus was with his disciples, and he passed by a man that was blind, and his disciples had a question for him, which I'm sure they had many questions as they were walking along, had various things that they were concerned about or didn't understand. And, you know, that's why they were called disciples. Jesus called them disciples. They were his students. He was their teacher. And here is one case, or one question that they ask him, and we get a pretty clear answer of what he had to say here. And so they ask him, who sinned? Was it him or his parents? And so Jesus said, well, neither hath this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest. So it seems pretty clear that their understanding of sickness was that their sin was involved, their sin would be involved in sickness. And so Jesus made it very clear here that neither one had sinned, neither his parents nor him, or at least not that they have sinned, but that his sickness wasn't caused by their sin. And I think it's good for us to understand that too, is that not all sickness is a cause from our sin or our parents' sin, unless you want to go way back to Adam's time, because of Adam's sin, we are all sinners. And because of Adam's sin, the curse was placed upon this earth, which part of the curse was diseases, it was thorns and thistles, it was all kinds of things. We are living now in a decaying world. We are living in a world that is corrupt. We are living in a body that is decaying. And there are many sicknesses, many diseases, many things that can happen in life that cause sickness. And so in that sense, sickness is the result of sin. But as far as our own personal sickness or this man's blindness here, it wasn't because of his sin that he sinned or his parents, but that the works of God would be made manifest in him. And God wanted to do a great miracle here. Jesus did a miracle, and he healed this man. Let's look at it here. What he did is he spit on the ground, and he made out of that spit, you can just picture him spitting on the ground, going over where he spat on the ground, and picking it up with the dirt that was there, and making this clay, and then he takes this and sticks it in the guy's ear, in the guy's eyes, which seems rather you know, crazy in a way, because, you know, dirt in somebody's eye is going to be very irritating, and that, but Jesus did this, and then he told the man, go wash it off in the pool of Siloam, and you will be able to see. And this man went, and he washed it off, and he came back seeing. I looked at the last phrase there of chapter 7 up in several other translations, and they all said, I think pretty much all of them said they came back seeing. This in the King James says he came seeing. But so here he came back seeing. He wasn't blind anymore. And it was a great miracle, because no one had ever been healed of blindness that was from birth. And so another point that I want us to see here in this is that this man obeyed what was spoken to him by the Lord Jesus Christ in order to be healed. I want to ask you a question. Do you think if he had not gone to the pool of Siloam, would he have been healed? Would we have this recorded in our Bibles? What if he would have just said, that's quite a ways across town or wherever he was. There's quite a ways to go to the pool of Siloam to get to wash. I think I'll just use this water over here. Somebody poured me some water recently, and I think I'll just use this and wash out my eyes. Do you think he would have been healed if he would have done that, just washed out his eyes with some water that came from some well somewhere? No, I don't think so. He obeyed Christ's command to go wash in the pool of Siloam, and he came back seeing. So, did this man then heal himself by his works that he did by going and washing? Was it that he healed himself of this blindness? Well, I think that's kind of a dumb question in a sense, but it actually is a pretty good question, because the answer is pretty simple. Is no, he didn't heal himself. He was healed by the power of God. He was healed by Jesus. But it was in his obedience to the command that Christ gave him, was to go wash in the pool of Siloam and you'll be healed. And so the man went and he obeyed. And this is a point that I would like us to see, that even in salvation, when we're saved, there's a lot of churches, a lot of denominations that say that, you know, all you have to do is believe. That's all you have to do is believe to be saved. You can't do anything else. Well, the Bible says more than just believe. It does say believe. You have to believe, and it even tells us to repent. And a lot of times people are confused with that. How, you know, if I repent, if I do something, that's earning my salvation. Well, that's not earning your salvation any more than this man earned his healing by obeying Christ's command and washing in the pool of Siloam, and he came back seeing. We don't earn anything by repenting. When we repent of our sins, we are just acknowledging that God is true, and what I have done is wrong. It is against what God's word is. His word is truth, and when I confess that and repent of that and turn from that, that's just obeying the command of Christ that he tells us in the scriptures. And we could look at many, many different verses, but I think you as the listener here probably know that, you know, the Bible does say repent many times, and it tells us to obey. And Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And many other places where it talks about keeping the commandments of Christ. Well, we're not earning our salvation by keeping his commandments, by living a holy life. He said, it tells us in the Bible, be ye holy, for I am holy, saith the Lord. And so when we're walking in holiness and we're resisting the devil and we're fighting against the flesh and we're not obeying the lusts of the flesh and we're not walking in the flesh but walking in the Spirit, that's not earning our salvation, but that's just being obedient to Christ and his command, just as we see here in this example of this man who went and washed in the pool of Siloam and came back seeing. So those are a couple points that we can glean from these first seven verses. There's more here that Jesus said, that he is the light of the world. As long as he is in the world, he's the light of the world. And then later, he said to his disciples that ye are the light of the world. And he says to us, ye are the light of the world. And we as Christians are to be the light of this world. That means that we would have a good testimony, living a godly life in front of the people that we're around. But it's also opening our mouths, speaking, and not denying the Lord Jesus Christ, but lifting him up. If you lift Christ up, he will draw all men unto himself. So God bless you today. Thank you for listening. And I think we're going to continue on in this story of the blind man who was born blind that Jesus healed by spitting on the ground and putting this clay in his eyes, and the man obeying Christ's words, going to the pool of Siloam, washing it off, and coming back seeing. So God bless you. Thanks for calling in.